Praise be to God. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Thank you for joining us for our study of the Bible here. We study the Bible and we aim to study from the book of Genesis to Revelation by the grace of God. We've been able to do 23 books of the Bible. And if you've not been able to listen to all the podcasts we've done straight from the book of Genesis, you can find them on our app. That's Bible In-Depth Network. And also, you can be able to find them on all podcast platforms. That's Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Name it, you'll find us there. And as you listen, this is what's going to happen. God shall reveal His word to you because there is no limitation to revelation. God reveals His word to everybody who shows the need. If you want Him to reveal it, He will reveal it. He will reveal it to you when you're a preacher. He will reveal it to you when you're not one. The issue is you have the Holy Spirit within you and He speaks. He speaks in a clear voice within you and He will reveal that which you ask Him to through the word of the Lord. We started on our book of Jeremiah. And today I want us to continue with the book of Jeremiah. We go to chapter 4. And it starts by saying, "If you will return, O Israel, declares the Lord, then you should return to me. And if you will put away your detested things from my presence and will not waver, and you will swear as the Lord lives in truth and in justice, and in righteousness, then the nations will bless themselves in Him, and in Him they will glory." It's practically a message to them that you are the one that they will look to. And when they see you in line, they'll also get in line. Yeah? If you bless me, they'll... Now, this goes back to the fact that when you live your life as an example, then other people can watch you and follow the one that you worship. Yeah? And, you know, sometimes we hear, okay, this person says they are Christian, but how do they act like that? Why do they live such a life? I know you've heard that quite a number of times. And they are not being an example. We are not giving a good example. When we don't give a good example, clearly we cannot go out to influence others. And here they are told, if you return to me, put away the things that I don't want from my presence, then the nations will bless themselves in Him, that is the Lord, and they will glory in Him. They will take a path similar to yours. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and to Jerusalem. And He tells them, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among the thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord and remove the foreskins of your heart, men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem. Or else my wrath will go forth like fire and burn with none to quench it because of the evil of your deeds. Of course, tell them to circumcise themselves there. It's not the physical one that we normally know. This one is of heart. Yeah, you need to sort yourself, put your heart in order, put yourself in order. Yeah. And it's very key for us to know as Christians that that makes you set apart for the Lord. It's a practical statement to set yourself apart. Yeah? And in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11, we read that in whom also you are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. That is more or less what is being talked about here, that we're not talking about the physical one, the one of the flesh, the circumcision. No, but you set yourself apart for the Lord. And how do you do that? You set sin out. You block it out. You make effort to walk with the Lord. Declare in Judah and proclaim in Jerusalem and say, blow the trumpet in the land. Cry aloud and say, assemble yourselves and let us go into the fortified cities. Lift up a standard toward Zion. Seek refuge. Do not stand still, for I am bringing evil from the north. Remember, we read about that as we were starting this book, when they were told that there is a power coming from the north that is going to destroy Israel. And great destruction Yeah. A lion has gone up from his thicket and the destroyer of nations has set out. He has gone out from his place to make your land a waste. Your cities will be ruined without inhabitant. For this, put on sackcloth, lament and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not turned back from us. Judgment has come upon Israel, and they're going to have to go through it. That's what they're being told here. And he continues and says, it shall come about in that day, declares the Lord, that the heart of the king and the heart of the princes will fail, and the priests will be appalled, and the prophets will be astounded. Then I said, ah, Lord God, surely you've utterly deceived these people in Jerusalem, saying you will have peace, whereas a sword touches the throat. In that time it will be said to these people and to Jerusalem, a scorching wind from the bare heights in the wilderness, in the direction of the daughter of my people, not to winnow and not to cleanse. A wind too strong for this will come at my command. Now I'll also pronounce judgments against them. Behold, he goes up like clouds, and his chariots like the whirlwind. His horses are swifter than eagles. Woe to us, for we are ruined. Wash your heart from evil, O Jerusalem, that you may be saved. Wash your heart from evil, my friend, that you may be healed. Wash your heart from evil, that you may be saved. As a message doesn't just go out to Jerusalem here today as I speak, it goes out to me. It goes out to you. Wash your heart from iniquity. Wash your heart from the bad words you speak against others. Wash your heart from the evil intent, the evil plot you make against others. Wash your heart from the things that are not right. Wash your heart from wickedness. Why? That you may be saved. When that day comes of salvation, it is those that have washed that will be saved. It is those that have decided to put aside the things of the world and be washed in the blood of the Lamb that will be saved. And I need to be among those. For a voice declares from Dan, how long will your wicked thoughts lodge within you? And proclaims wickedness from Mount Ephraim. Report it to the nations now. Proclaim over Jerusalem. Besiegers come from afar and lift their voices against the city of Judah. Like watchmen over field, they are against her round about, because she has rebelled against me. Your ways and your evil deeds have brought these things to you. This is your evil. How bitter, how it has touched your heart. God is saying, you've brought this upon yourself. And the statement being made there is that this is your evil. Sometimes we wrong, sometimes we live a reckless life, and then there is judgment that's coming upon us, or there is a consequence that has happened in your life, it's manifested itself in your life, and you blame everybody else, yet we fall in such a statement that this is your evil. You created it for yourself. So, he goes on in verse 9 and says, my soul, I'm in anguish. Oh, my heart is pounding in me. I cannot be silent because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. It's coming from the north. Judgment has come and the soul is in anguish, is in pains, wondering how are we going to go through this, because it has come to stay. Disaster on disaster is proclaimed. For the whole land is devastated. Suddenly my tents are devastated. My curtains in an instant. How long must I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? For my people are foolish. They know me not. They are stupid children who have no understanding. They are shrewd to do evil, but to do good they do not know. No time comes when people do not know how to do good. They laugh at everything. When people are in trouble, they laugh. When people are going through turmoil, they take out their cameras and record and send videos on social media to show the pain of the other, and they laugh. You know, sometimes you go on social media, you even read through comments on a disturbing story or a sadness a sad story or something that is happening to somebody and it is sad and people in the comments are laughing. And that's what they're talking about here, because people do not know how to do good. And it goes on in verse 23 and says, I looked on the earth, and behold, it was formless and void, and to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and behold, they were quaking, and the hills moved to and fro. I looked, and behold, there was no man, and all the birds of heaven had fled. I looked, and behold, the fruitful land was a wilderness, and all its cities were pulled down before the Lord, before his fierce anger. For thus says the Lord, the whole land shall be desolation, yet I will not execute a complete destruction, that you won't even see a bird. How much desolation is that for a land, that there are no birds flying around? The people are gone, the cities are torn down, and there are even no birds in the air. That's much destruction. But he says it will not even be a complete destruction. For this, the earth shall mourn and have purpose. And I will not change my mind, nor will I turn from it. At the sound of the horseman and bowman, every city flees. They go into the thickets and climb among the rocks. Every city is forsaken, and no man dwells in them. And you, O desolate one, what will you do? Although you distress in scarlet, although you decorate yourself with ornaments of gold, although you enlarge your eyes with paint, in vain you make yourself beautiful. Your lovers despise you. They seek your life. For I heard a cry as of a woman in labor, the anguish as of one giving birth to her first child, the cry of the daughter of Zion gasping for breath, stretching out her hand, saying, ah, woe is me, for I faint before the murderers. Judgment is coming to Israel, and there's nothing that they're going to do to turn it back. Chapter 5, roam to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, and look now and take note, and seek in her open squares. If you can't find a man, if there is one who does justice, who seeks the truth, then I'll pardon her. This is more or less like the case of Sodom. He's saying the entire place has turned. Sodom, Genesis chapter 18, verse 26, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I'll spare all the place for their sake. And this is the same issue here for Jerusalem. And imagine it had gone to such a level that there is no one who does justice. There is no one who seeks truth. Oh, pardon, if you find me some. Jerusalem got to the level of Sodom that nobody was doing right. There was not even one, like, at least you found Lot there in the city of Sodom. But there is nobody. God is saying, if you find for me just one, I'll forgive Jerusalem. Can a time come when people forget about God and sink into sin? And not just a few, but everybody in the land. It can come. And it came for Jerusalem. People who God took out of the wilderness, took out of Egypt, took through the wilderness, blessed, gave them a land. They saw his power, they saw his anointing. And eventually, they decided to forget about God. And here it happens because it is said that there was not anybody found in Jerusalem, just like it was for Sodom. And although they say, as the Lord lives, surely they will swear falsely. O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. You know, it's one thing talking and speaking the Lord and doing another thing that's against the Lord. Falsely. Falsehood that happens to us as Christians. We paint a different picture, and when we go out, we do something else. We show that we are devoted to God, but when we go out, we do things that do not represent God. We show that we love the Lord, but then in the secret, we are the ones who do things that break others, that hurt others, that destroy lives. We walk in wickedness. That's what he's saying here. There's none among them. There's not even one who is righteous. When they come out to speak in their temples, they're just speaking falsely. You have smitten them, but they did not weaken. You have consumed them, but they refused to take correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to repent. This issue of refusing to repent, refusing to make a decision to change your life. Yeah? Make a decision to walk with the Lord. That decision to repent, they've refused. And there are people today who refuse to repent. There are some doctrines which even say you don't need to repent anymore. It was finished at the cross. So repentance does not matter. You keep on living your life as long as you've made the salvation prayer. And he goes on and says, then I said, they are only the poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord or the ordinance of their God. I will go to the great and I will speak to them, for they know the way of the Lord and the ordinance of their God. But they too, with one accord, have broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest will slay them. A wolf of the deserts will destroy them. A leopard is watching their cities. For every one who goes out of them will be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their apostasies are numerous. Yeah? They've gone beyond. Yeah? And they are being told here, why should I pardon you? Your sons have forsaken me and sworn by those who are not gods. Why, when I had fed them to the full, they committed adultery and trooped up the harlot's house. They were well-fed, lusty horses, each one neighing after his neighbor's wife. They had lifted the level of adultery. They had wives in their houses, but they wanted the others for their neighbors. Yeah? Shall I not punish these people, declares the Lord? And on a nation such as this, shall I not avenge myself? Go up through the vine rows and destroy, but do not execute a complete destruction. Strip away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have dealt very treacherously with me, declares the Lord. They have lied about the Lord and said, not he. Misfortune will not come on us, and will not see sword or famine. The prophets are as wind, and the word is not in them. Thus it will be done to them. No, they took the grace of God for granted, and they said, God can't do anything to us. How many times do we hear that, even in this day and age? No, God loves us so much. Even if we do wrong, they lie about him, and they say, no, misfortune cannot come, just like these people did. We will not see a sword. We will not see famine. The grace is abundant. We will not go through that hell. God is so loving and caring. He cannot let his people go through fire. Just like these people were speaking. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because you have spoken this word, behold, I am making my words in your mouth fire, and these people would, and it will consume them. Behold, I am bringing a nation against you from afar, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. It is an enduring nation. It is an ancient nation. A nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open grave. All of them are mighty men. They will devour your harvest. They will devour your food. They will devour your sons. They will devour your daughters. They will devour your flocks. They will devour your herds. They will devour your vines and your fig trees. They will demolish with the sword your fortified cities in which you trust. Yet even in those days, declares the Lord, I will not make you a complete destruction. It shall come about when they say, why has the Lord our God done all this to us? Then you shall say to them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so will you serve strangers in a land that is not yours. They have been told, Assyria is coming. You don't know them. You don't know their language. They will rip you apart, take you apart, and you go and serve strangers in a land that is not yours. That's a punishment that's coming to Israel. Declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, now hear these so foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but do not see, who have ears but do not hear. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble in my presence? For I have placed the sand as a boundary for you, the sea, and eternal decree, so that it cannot cross over. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. But this people has a stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and departed. They do not say in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, who gives rain in its season, both the autumn rain and the spring rain, who keeps for us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these away, and your sins have withheld good from you. That's a key statement, that your sins can withdraw good from you. They are being told that the rain in its season is gone because of you. Your iniquities, your sins have withheld good from you. While I'm crying out to the Lord and spending nights in prayer, what is life like? Because sometimes unanswered prayer is a result of a wicked life. Unanswered prayer is a result for the sin which withholds the good from me. So I need to watch my life. I need to be in order. Otherwise, I'm my own problem. I'm the cause of my own problem. For the wicked men are found among my people. They watch like fowlers lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch men like a cage full of birds. So their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and rich. They are fat. They are slick. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, that they may prosper. And they do not defend the rights of the poor. Shall I not punish his people? Declares the Lord. On a nation such as this shall I not avenge myself. An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely. Do you know of that today? Prophets who prophesy falsely for their own gain, for their own self-interests, and the priests rule on their own authority. And my people love it so. That's key. But what will you do at the end of it? People love it. Sometimes people just love being lied to by even prophets. They enjoy it. They enjoy the process. And they fall in the ditch. We shall close with chapter 6 today. Flee for safety, O sons of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Now blow a trumpet in Tekoa and raise a signal over Beth Hakarem. For evil looks down from the north. Yeah? And they are told, the comely and the daunty one, the daughter of Zion, I will cut off. Now they are telling the sons of Benjamin to flee from the midst of Jerusalem. Now, when you get into history, Joshua chapter 18, verse 28, and you read how the allotment was done and how people were given slots to be in, it says, and Zela, Eleph, and Jebusi, which is Jerusalem, Gabbieth, and Krija, 14 cities with their villages. This is the inheritance of the children of Benjamin according to their families. They were part of the inheritance in Jerusalem. They had a share there. And they were there. And they are told, hey, guys, this place is going to be cut off. Shepherd and their flocks will come to her. They will pitch their tents around her. They will pasture each in his place. Prepare war against her. Arise and let us attack at noon. Woe to us, for the day declines, for the shadows of the evening lengthen. Arise and let us attack by night and destroy her palaces. For thus says the Lord of hosts, cut down her trees and cast up a siege against Jerusalem. This is a city to be punished, in whose midst there is only oppression. As well as a well keeps its waters fresh, so she keeps fresh her wickedness. This is the implication. There is no repentance. There is no turning back. They keep wickedness fresh. Each and every day that comes back, they invent a new way to sin, a new way to wrong, a new way to hurt, a new sexual perversion. They keep wickedness fresh, just like the well keeps the water fresh. You know, we are in a world today that each and every day that goes by, there is something new that is being done. There is a new evil that is being cooked up, something new. And we need to be careful, because that spells judgment on us. And that's what's happening with Jerusalem. They keep wickedness fresh. He goes on and says, violence and destruction are had in her. Sickness and wounds are ever before me. Be warned, Jerusalem, all I shall be alienated from you, and I will make you a desolation, a land not inhabited. Thus says the Lord of hosts. They will thoroughly glean as the vine, the remnant of Israel. Pass your hand again like a grape gatherer over the branches. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ears are closed and they cannot listen. Behold, the word of the Lord has become a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. But I am full of wrath of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. Pour it out on the children in the street and on the gathering of young men together. For both husband and wife shall be taken, the aged and the very old. No, being taken captive is one of the most destructive things that can happen to anybody. And being taken from your land, one of the most destructive things that can happen to your life, it messes up everything. Husband, wife taken. And when they are taken, there is no assurance they will remain husband, wife. Because along the way, you don't know where they will split. These people, these Assyrians and Babylonians, when they take these guys captive, they would send people as far as Africa, as far as India. They would split you apart to make sure they kill all the connections you had. They kill all the beliefs you had. They don't leave room for you to work together again or to gain your senses again, or to know your culture. So here they are told the aged will be taken. The very old will be taken. That implies when they die there, they will be buried there. Total destruction and mess that is created for you when you're taken into captivity. But Israel here is the cause of its own trouble. Their houses shall be turned over to others, their fields and their wives together. For I will stretch out my hand against the inhabitants of the land, declares the Lord. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is greedy for gain. And from the prophet, even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Yeah, even the religious circle had gone wrong. Verse 14, they have healed the brokenness of my people superficially, saying, peace, peace, but there is no peace. Were they ashamed because of the abomination they've done? They were not even ashamed at all. They did not even know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At that time that I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, stand by the ways and see, and ask for the ancient paths, where the good way is, and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. He's saying, ask for the good path, and you'll find rest. Look at the first love that you had, and you'll find rest. Look at the things, the life you used to live when you had just accepted Christ, and you'll find rest. Yeah? But they said, we will not walk in it. And I set watchmen over you, saying, listen to the sound of a trumpet. But they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear nations, O congregation once among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I am bringing disaster on these people. The fruit of their plans, because they have not listened to my words, and as of my law they have rejected it also. For what purpose does frankincense come to me from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifices are not pleasing to me. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I am laying stumbling blocks before these people, and they will stumble against them. Fathers and sons together, neighbor and friend will perish. He's telling them. Thus says the Lord, behold, a people is coming from the northland, and a great nation will be aroused from the remote parts of the earth. They will seize bow and spear. They are cruel and have no mercy. Their voice roars like the sea, and they ride on horses arrayed as a man for the battle against you, daughter of Zion. We have heard the report of it. Our hands are limp. Anguish has seized us. Pain as of a woman in childbirth. Do not go out into the field and do not walk on the road, for the enemy has a sword. Terror is on every side. O daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn as for an only son. Lamentation. most bitter. For suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. I have made you an assayer and a tester among my people, that you may know and assay their way. All of them are stubbornly rebellious, going about as a tale-bearer. They are bronze and iron. They, all of them, are corrupt. The bellows blow fiercely. The lead is consumed by fire. In vain the refining goes on, but the wicked are not separate. They call them rejected silver, because the Lord has rejected them. May we never get to that part where we've been rejected. We ask you, Lord, to be with us, to stand with us, to direct us, to show us the way, that we always walk a path that pleases you. We exhort you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.